Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. According to the Centers for Disease Control, cigarette smoking has decreased among teenagers over the past 20 years, but e-cigarettes or vaping quickly took their place. Vaping is heating up nicotine to produce a smoke-like vapor that is inhaled. Today, Clinical Research Coordinator Robin Gers joins us from UAB Children's in Birmingham. Robin, thank you so much for joining us here at Troy Public Radio from UAB.
Thank you so much for having me.
Robin, more people are vaping these days, and we're wondering about the health effects. You are an expert on pulmonology, especially with children. So tell me why vaping is a problem.
We're seeing an increased number of young people vaping, and we truly believe that if young people and adults alike were to understand just how harmful vaping is, we wouldn't see the increased numbers across the state. It really seems to be an issue, especially in high schools. Young students are becoming exposed to vaping. They feel like it's harmless. And then because there's such a high level of nicotine in the devices that we see that are sold currently, it's no wonder that young people are becoming addicted so quickly, but then also adults as well.
Do they not think that it is as harmful as cigarettes?
That's correct. It's marketed in a way with all of these wonderful flavors like cotton candy, blue razz ice, green gummy bear. I think because of the way it's marketed, the packages don't tell the truth about the harmful ingredients. Some packaging doesn't even tell the amount of nicotine is there. So I think that young people may imagine these as just harmless, trendy, little fun sugar water or harmless flavored water, but it's really so much more.
So what age groups are we talking about?
Definitely by the time a young person is in high school, they've been exposed to vaping. But I would say fifth graders, that's a good place to give a prevention message. By sixth grade, seventh grade, a lot of teens and young ones in Alabama are already experimenting and trying it. But I would say, you know, high school is where we see the large percentage of students vaping.
Robin, I went to the UAB website, and they did a study in 2022 that showed 35% of 12 to 14-year-olds had reported using cannabis while vaping. Almost half of the 15 to 17-year-olds, and more than half of the 18 to 24-year-olds. So what is the difference between using the cannabis in vaping and nicotine-type vaping?
Well, they're two different drugs, but the marketing campaign to young people has been the same. If you look at the way vaping is advertised and the way THC or cannabis vapes are advertised, our young people feel like smoking weed is harmless, it's much safer. And again, this is completely false. So the difference in the two vapes is going to be the way it affects the body. THC will affect the body in a different way than a vape that contains nicotine. But both are very harmful, and having either of these habits by a young person is really harmful and very scary, not only to one's health, but also we're seeing that teens are trying these devices and these two different drugs because maybe they're stressed or they are just curious. But as soon as the body feels the effects of the drug, it doesn't take much to get a young person addicted.
So, Robin, you're an award-winning program manager in the Division of Pediatric Pulmonology at UAB Children's. What does vaping do actually to the lungs that is so harmful?
So the problem is all the toxic chemicals that are in e-liquids, like formaldehyde can be found another ingredient, diacetyl, which we know causes popcorn lungs, benzene, menthol, heavy metals like nickel, tin, lead, cadmium. All of these ingredients are highly toxic, and they're going to cause irritation to the lining of the lungs. Scarring happens from breathing in these aerosolized toxic ingredients. And when scarring happens within the lungs, there's irreversible damage happening to the lungs that look like emphysema, which is pretty severe, as well as causing coughing and then symptoms like bronchitis. But all of these are caused by these tiny particles, and they just hold toxic chemicals that are not meant to be breathed into the lungs, and those cause damage.
Are there actual carcinogens in this smoke?
Yes, there are ingredients that we know cause cancer.
So besides the lungs, is there any other part of the body that can be affected by vaping?
Yes, so there are health risks to the heart. The heart is not able to take all of the nicotine that is loaded in the vapes most teens are purchasing today. And a couple of the vapes that I've seen most recently are equivalent to 800 or 900 cigarettes. And this amount of nicotine is being vaped by our high school students. So you can imagine what a hard time the heart has when it's trying to deal with the amount of nicotine that's vaped and hits the brain within 8 seconds. The heart is working overtime. So we can understand why young people are having heart attacks, why they are having seizures, because it's too much to handle. In addition to the heart, we know that the brain is being altered by this amount of nicotine, loss of memory, and this in turn keeps them from learning and developing healthy habits for dealing with stress and anxiety. So that's a real concern.
Do you have any concerns about the cannabis type of vaping?
Yes, and of course, all of this is illegal for anyone that's under age 18, but cannabis, we're seeing that a lot of students are using this throughout the day, even throughout classes, and it's affecting their learning abilities. It's affecting the way they deal with their friends, their family, and it's really harmful. And again, teens are falling into the marketing trap of believing that vaping cannabis or vaping nicotine is harmless, and we know just how harmful it is.
What about the secondhand effects, people around them? Is there a problem with that vape smoke?
There is. And let me just back up and say one of the most harmful habits to one's lungs and body is the dual use of smoking cigarettes and vaping at the same time. Results from studies show just how harmful that is. But we're concerned about secondhand exposure to vaping aerosols. And I like to tell the students and the patients that I work with that if you have chosen to be vape-free, but your best friend vapes and you are around them, if you're in a car riding to school, or if your parent vapes and you are around them, that is almost as harmful as if you're vaping yourself. And the reason is these harmful liquids are aerosolized, and an aerosol hovers. The harmful chemicals will stay in the air for 30 minutes to several hours. And then we also see that there's harmful effects to the residue that's left from vaping aerosols. Those are extremely toxic. And if you have someone who has asthma or someone who's allergic to any of these ingredients, there are going to be harmful effects.
Well, Robin, I want to thank you for alerting our listeners to the dangers of vaping today.
You're welcome, Carolyn. Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Robin Gers, Clinical Research Coordinator at UAB in Birmingham. The websites quitnowalabama.com and smokefree.gov, as well as the free app Quit Start, offer resources for those who want to break a vaping addiction. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.